Good morning.
Get the scripture here. The scripture today will be coming from John 14, if you want to turn to that for our communion meditation. You know, as we come here at this moment, remember Jesus, because Jesus asked us to. You know, he brings the bread and the cup to remind us of his suffering and death. But when he asked his disciples to actually, at the Last Supper there, he didn't ask them to remember his death, but he asked them to remember him. And there's so much more to that. Yes, we need to remember what he sacrificed for us. But we also need to remember more. Before Jesus actually took his disciples to the Last Supper, he actually addressed some issues, trying to help prepare them for what was about to happen and trying to help them understand, not initially, but eventually, why this had to happen. And this is coming in John 14, starting in the first verse, and going through the seventh verse, today. And it reads, this is Jesus talking to his disciples after he's told them that he was going to die and be crucified. And of course, this is also after Peter said he would never deny him, and Jesus told him that he would 3 times. So, but he says this to them at this point: do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me. Sorry, I'm troubling. That you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. For now on, you do know him and have seen him. Jesus here is referring to the fact that he is God. That the Father and him and the Spirit are all one. You know, like us sometimes, they had a hard time even comprehending that. But this whole aspect of coming to the Last Supper, Jesus said to remember me. Yes, remember his death and his sacrifice for us. But he's also promised here. The promise is that he is there preparing a place for us. Now, how wonderful is that? He is the way, the only way to become one with God, once again righteous, correct? He is the truth, contrary to what our enemy tries to deceive us over and over and over again. He is the truth. It is through him and his sacrifice that we come to God. We couldn't do it on our own. Let's be honest here. It took God himself in Jesus to pay the price. I am the way, the truth, and through that, he is our life. Praise God. Praise God. So let's, as we stop here, let's ponder this. Yes, ponder his sacrifice, because that's very, very meaningful. That shows his love for us. But also ponder the truth that in Jesus we are free. As it says in John 8, the truth will set you free. We are free from our sin. We are free to be once again with God. Praise him.
So let's
Take the bread, remembering his life, sacrificed so that we can be with him. And then the cup representing his blood shed for us to make us pure and righteous again. Oh Lord, we come before you just giving you glory and honor and praise. We come before you remembering your sacrifice for us. But Lord, you have been raised again and you are there preparing a place for us. So we just give you praise for who you are. Thank you for redeeming us and then preparing a place for us. May your name always be glorified in our hearts and minds through this week. In your Son's name. Amen.